在朋友们平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters and friends.
感恩节快乐，愿神赐福大家。
Wish you a happy Thanksgiving. May the Lord bless you.
那我现在邀请大家起立，向你前后座位的弟兄姐妹或者朋友，表示节日的问候，说感恩节快乐，愿神赐平安给你。
Okay, to greet each other and wish them good Thanksgiving.
感恩节快乐，愿神赐平安给各位。今天是一个特别的日子。
Today is a special day.
首先是感恩节的主日。
First is the Sunday before Thanksgiving.
那借着刚才诗班所献唱的诗歌，我们就来想象，我们可能就像早年那帮从欧洲大陆移民到坐船来到这片国土的人，他们刚刚经过了第一年的收获之后，向神献上深深的感谢。
So the sounds, let's imagine that put us back to 200 some years ago, we were the immigrants, that took the, Mayflower ship and came to this, continent.
那我们今天也是一样，感谢神带领、保守、赐福我们每一个人。
With the same heart, we give thanks to the Lord who blessed every one of us and our family.
感谢神带领、赐福、保守我们每一个家庭。
Praise to the Lord that He also blessed our family.
带领我们走过了刚刚过去的整个一年的工作、学习和生活。
And He led us through almost all past year of 2013.
那今天呢，也是我第一次以南湾华人教会的牧师在这里跟大家一起分享神的话语。
Today is also the first sermon I preach as the Chinese pastor at this church. So let's give pastor a hand.
特别是感谢神的带领和赐福。
I like to praise the Lord for His guidance and His blessing.
那我也深深的感谢南湾华人教会的长职和所有的弟兄姐妹们对我和我的家庭的接纳。
And I also like to thank you for your acceptance to me and my family.
就像我们从2013年这个感恩的季节开始，让我们一起同心合意地建造南湾华人基督教会这个属灵的家。
I'd like to plead to you that from this day on, we will work together, to build this church, so that it will serve the hearts of our Lord.
那让我们一起来认真地按着正义去学习、了解、认识神的话语。
Let's develop a true understanding of God's words.
是神的话语真正能够融入到我们的生活和我们自己的生命当中。
So that His words will become our life and our living.
那我们生活在美国这个社会里，大家在闲暇的时候，我不是讲的那个 Black Friday 啊，是在闲暇的时候，我们比较喜欢去的是什么商店
？I'd like to ask you that during your leisure time, what kind of stores or shops do you like to go shopping?
特别想问在座的青少年们，你们知道吗？你们的父母了解你们喜欢去的是什么商店
？I also like, to, especially the teens. I like to ask.Do your parents know what kind of stores and shops are your favorites?
我记得在印第安纳大学医学院有一位非常富有的临床医生曾经跟他们的同事分享说
I remember in the Indianapolis University hospital, there was a very wealthy physician, and he or she usually shared with his colleagues.
他说：“你们知道吗？” 我那已经上了大学的宝贝的女儿最喜欢去的是什么商店？
You know what is my daughter who is in college? What's her favorite shops?
跟大家说了一堆名牌商店之后，她就说， 她最喜欢去的是Goodwill.
When many people were guessing those famous brand shops, and the doctor said that no, her favorite place is the Goodwill.
你看，在现在许多商店都在关门的情况下， Goodwill 不断的开新的商店。
We saw many shops close their doors during the bad economy, but Goodwill grows quickly.
是阿肯色州一个城市的 Goodwill 新的开张刚刚。
And this is another grand opening in Arkansas.
你看，有75个人在排着长队在等着第一个要进去。
75 people waiting in the line to try to get into this new store.
不单是这样，你看，市长还亲自到门口去跟大家新来新开张的新来的客户们握手。
And mayor greeted all those shoppers.
那 Goodwill 也是我曾经直到现在还喜欢去的商店之一。
It's also my favorite store.
我在那里买到了物美价廉的许多的 台灯、床头柜，还有很多非常美的一些装饰，精美的装饰。
So I found many household items like a lamp, decorations, and so forth.
大家看，我还在那里淘到了什么宝贝？
You see what kind of things I got?
A pair of books. 书挡子,
book stands, or book ends.
所以在这些书挡子中间, 我最喜欢的有一个,
and among all the book ends that I have,
我视为宝贝的一个书挡子,
my favorite is, my treasure is, the praying hands on a Bible.
一双手和一本圣经。 我之所以说它是我淘到的宝贝，
I think there's a treasure I hunted.
是因为当我们做了基督徒之后， 我们有两个非常重要的，也是最基本的功课要学习。
Because after we became Christians, we have two essential and probably the most critical lessons to learn.
哪两样功课呀？
What are the two?
哪两样？ 读经和祷告。
Read Bible and pray.
那有人形容说， 读经是神在向我们说话， 那祷告呢， 是我们在向神说话。
Some people say that when we read Bible, it's God, it's equivalent to God talking to us, and we pray, we talk to God back.
那在19世纪末， 20世纪初有一位出生在南非的英国牧师的后代。
The end of the 19th century, there was a famous preacher, a British preacher who was born in South Africa.
后来他也成为了一位牧师，而且他还成为一个神学和圣经书籍的作家，他写了200多册的书。
He became a very famous writer of many theological and spiritual books.
我们称他是基督徒的牧师、作家穆安德烈，大家可能听说过这个名字。
His name is Andrew Murray.
那他呢，用他自己的生命经历了，并且见证了祷告和读经的意义。他有一段话讲到，
He used his life to experience and witness the importance of prayer and Bible reading. And this is
祷告和神的话是分不开的。上帝借着圣经向我们说话，那我们在祷告中与神交谈。
He said, is inseparable between prayer and God's words, because God talked to us through the Bible, and we pray, we talk to God in our prayers.
因此而言，读经和祷告是我们基督徒个人与神建立亲密关系的两个必要的途径。
Therefore, this is the two essential measures that if we want to establish a very close relationship with God.
所以作为一个基督徒，当我们在自己的生命生活经历中，我们觉得我们自己与神的距离比较远的时候。
So as a Christian, if we feel that we are distant from our God,
或者说自从我们做了基督徒之后还没有尝到主的恩典的话，
or if you feel that you have become a Christian but you have not tasted His grace,
我相信一定是我们缺乏这两个功课。
I believe you must be lacking one of those two.
一定是还没有建立与神亲密的这个读经和祷告的这样一个途径。
It must be that you have not established the two ways of communicating with the Lord closely.
所以作为基督徒，一提到祷告，我们就会想到哪一段圣经？
So as Christians, most often when we mention prayer, what Bible verses you immediately think of?
主导文。
The Lord's Prayer.
就是马太福音六章九到十三节，主耶稣基督教导门徒的祷告那一段，我们称之为主导文。
And that the Lord's Prayer is the, in Matthew 6:9-13.
去年年底，我和师母回中国大陆探亲，那原本是三周的时间，我们只需跑两个城市，一个是他的父母所住的北京，一个是我母亲。父亲已经去世，母亲住在我的老家河南洛阳。
The end of last year, I went back to China to visit our families with my wife. Originally, within 3 weeks of time, we only need to visit two cities, and that is Beijing and 洛阳河南 because our relatives live there.
但是因为师母她的父母临时到她妹妹在成都的家里帮着他们照看孩子和他们小住，所以我们只好又分了三个地方到成都小住了一段时间。
But we also visited 成都 because my wife's parents at that time went to help her sisters.
那感谢主，在成都温江那个我们人地两生的一个小城市。那有一天我和师母吃过晚饭外出散步。
One day, we were in the suburb of Chengdu, a small city called Wenjiang. We don't know anyone over there. One day after the dinner, May and I went out to walk.
我们看到有一家路过了几次都没有开张的一个小小的一个咖啡店，名字叫葡萄园咖啡屋。
We passed through a coffee shop which never opened every time we pass through, and it's called the Vineyard Cafe.
Oh, 灯亮了，开张了。
And then it was open that day.
我跟师母就进去，进去又坐下来，一人喝了一杯咖啡。
So we went in and ordered the coffee.
但是我们抬头一看呢，环顾四周，墙上的中英文到处都是中英文的圣经，还有一些基督徒所喜欢用的一些装饰品。
We see all the walls are full with the decoration that's related to Bible verses or the Christian decorations.
一问他们才知道是一群基督徒开的一个小咖啡屋，所以它叫葡萄园咖啡屋。
Then we asked and people told us that it was owned by a Christian.
那当我和师母向他们提出说能不能我们参加你们的主日崇拜的时候，我们闯了三道关。
So we request to participate in the Sunday worship, and then we had to pass through three tests.
最终被他们接纳了。首先是他们先打电话给他们一个负责的一个童工联系，那个童工在电话上跟我们交谈、提问等等。
First was through a phone interview with a coworker of theirs.
然后又另外又有一位负责的童工特地来到小店里边和我们面谈。
And another one is who came to the shop and do conduct a face-to-face interview.
最后那位童工邀请大家一起拉起手来，他说我来做个祷告吧。
And at the end, he asked us to hold hands and he said, let me do a prayer.
当他祷告完了以后，我觉得拉着我们的手没有松开，然后呢，他们异口同声的开始背诵什么主导文。
And after prayer, he did not release his hands, and she said, let's pray together of Lord's prayer.
我相信，当我和师母跟他们一起大声的诵读的主导文的时候，最后一关我们闯过了。
I think that was the third test.
所以他们就邀请我们到最近的一个家庭教会参加了第二天的主日崇拜。
Because we could recite the Lord's prayer, so we were warmly invited to their church the next day.
主导文成了一个敲开主日崇拜门的主文。
So that was the key. That was a password.
那现在我邀请大家一起跟我重温当年主耶稣教导他的门徒，也是教导我们今天的信徒。
Now I want to call your attention to review what the Lord had taught his disciples.
教导我们如何祷告的主导文。
About how to pray.
如果会背诵的弟兄姐妹，我们声音大一点，一起来。我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，知道，阿门。那今天就请大家和我一起借着《路加福音》11章1节的这段经文来思想关于祷告的主题。
So I'd like to invite you to meditate on this Luke 11.
亲近神的祷告。
What is a prayer that would draw us nearer to the Lord?
那今天开始的时候，大家已经读过了《路加福音》11章1节的经文。
We have read the Bible verses in Luke 11.
我再读一遍。
One.
耶稣在一个地方祷告，祷告完了，有个门徒对他说：“求主教导我们祷告，像约翰教导他的门徒。”
So we reread that again.
那我想请问，门徒，就是当年跟随耶稣、主耶稣的门徒，为什么要请主耶稣教他们祷告呢？
Let me ask you, why did the disciples needed to ask Christ to teach them how to pray?
难道他们不懂得祷告吗？
Didn't they know how to pray at the beginning?
如果论到祷告，讲别的咱们不敢讲。如果论到祷告，我相信犹太人应该是这个世界上最善于祷告的民族了，大家同意吗？
When you get to prayer, you know, Jews must be the one that knows how to pray the most.
犹太人的民族语言是什么？
What is the language they use?
是什么？希伯来文。
Hebrews.
那大家知道旧约圣经最早是用什么写成的？
Do you know what was the what language was used to record the Old Testament?
希伯来文。那新约圣经用什么写成？
How about New Testament?
希腊文。好。
Okay. So
那今天呢，我给大家介绍两个词。一个呢是希伯来文的词，一个是希腊文的词。
So today I want to introduce you two words. One is in Hebrew and one is in Greek.
这是一个希伯来文的词。
This one is in Hebrew.
它叫乌阿哈。乌阿哈。 这个词的意思呢，和一个新约圣经的词 pneuma 是一样的意思，它
This
有三个含义。
is equivalent to Greek pneuma.
那这个哇哈呢，在旧约圣经中出现过387次，我仔细数了一下，当然通过现在电子手段。
The Hebrew word had appeared in Old Testament 387 times.
那 pneuma 呢，在新约圣经里边出现过379次。
Pneuma appeared in New Testament for 379 times.
这两个相同意义的词都有三个基本的含义。
Those two equivalent words, they have three different meanings.
灵魂、
Spirit,
风和气息。
wind, and breath.
那圣经中的第一卷书《创世纪》第一章第二节。
From the beginning of the Genesis, chapter 1, first two verses.
起初，神创造天地，地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。神的乌啊哈运行在水面上。
So it said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God, or Ruaha, was hovering over the waters.
创世纪第三章，亚当和夏娃偷吃了禁果了以后，眼睛明亮了，看着自己，实际上，
Genesis chapter 3, 8, after Adam and Eve sinned.
然后他们躲在树丛里边。这时候记载说，天起了乌啊哈，耶和华行在园中。
The Bible says, in the breezy time, the Lord God moves in the orchard.
那你看，在挪亚方舟那个故事里边，《创世纪》7章15节说：“凡有血肉、有乌啊哈的活物，一对一对的到挪亚那里进入方舟。
Chapter 7:15, was about Noah's ark. It says, pairs of all creatures that have the breath of life,
”那刚才我讲了。
came into the ark.
乌啊哈这个词儿在旧约圣经里边出现了387次，
I
那在
just
新约圣经里边也同样出现了379次
I
左右。
mentioned that both words appears more close to 380 times.
约翰福音3章6节，人的肉身是父母生的，他的 pneuma 是 pneuma 生的，所以 pneuma 随一吹动，你听见他的声音，却不知道他从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的，也都是一样。哇，我们再来体会耶稣教导那个犹太的官。
When you get to John, New Testament, John, chapter 3, when Jesus was have a conversation with the Jewish officer, he said, "The wind blows where it listed, and thou hear the sound, therefore, but cannot tell where it comes and whether it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit."
所以我们在思想那个圣灵的时候，耶稣给我们已经讲过这个故事了，就是说风随着意思吹，我们看不见、摸不着，但是他来了，我们知道圣灵就是这样。
The wind blows whenever it please, and we can hear its sound, but we cannot tell where it comes from and where it's going. So is the Spirit.
所以主耶稣还说，神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。这里的灵都是 pneuma。
Therefore, Jesus also said, God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth.
话到此地的时候，如果还有人怀疑犹太人的祷告，还怀疑今天我们信神的人就是怀疑基督徒的祷告的话，说你们祷告就是在向空气说话，我们怎么想？ You are right.
So if today some people still suspect that the Jewish prayer, the Jews' prayers or our Christians' prayer is to talk to the air, then we should say, that's right.
因为犹太人知道，我们基督徒也应该知道。
Because the Jews knows, and so do we Christians.
圣灵就像风一样，如同气息一样。
That the Holy Spirit is like a wing, and also like the breath.
看不见，摸不着，也闻不到，但是我们能够感知到。
It cannot be seen, touched, smelled, but you can feel.
那现在回到我们刚才的问题，门徒为什么要请主耶稣教导他们祷告？
So now let's get back to the beginning of the question. Why did the disciples bother to ask the Lord to teach them how to pray?
难道这帮非常熟悉旧约圣经的犹太人不懂得祷告吗？
Didn't those who are so familiar with the Old Testament?
事实上我们可以
didn't know how to pray?
我们可以毫不夸张地讲犹太人是当今这个世界上最会最善于祷告的民族。
Therefore, it's fair to say, and it's not a boast, that
他们是一个在日常生活中祷告的。
That the Jews praise daily.
那我再想请问大家，知道犹太人或者我们称的以色列人，他们常常祷告到什么程度吗？
Let's see how frequently they pray.
去过圣地的，如果是有一个当地以色列人开车旅行，他们经常回来说，哇，到了时间他们就要祷告，车要停下来祷告，他们一天要三次祷告。
So if you have visited Jerusalem, and say if you are in a car with a Jew, by some time they will stop the car and pray, because they need to pray three times daily.
我们看诗篇五十五篇十六节，大卫的诗，至于我，我要求告神，耶和华必拯救我，我要早晚上早晨晌午哀声悲叹，他也必听我的声音。
If you see Psalm 55, King David wrote this, I call to God and the Lord saves me. Evening, morning, and noon, I cry out in distress, and he hears my voice.
因为犹太人新的一天是从晚上开始的。
Because for Jews, the new day started at midnight.
但以理书六章十节，但以理知道这禁令盖了玉溪，就到自己家里。因为他楼上的窗户是对着耶路撒冷，所以他一日三次双膝跪在他身面前祷告感谢，与素常一样。
We can also see that in Old Testament, the book of Daniel, chapter 6:10, it says, Now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home. Three times a day, he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before.
那大家了解不了解犹太人每天早晨是怎么祷告的？
Do you know how the Jews prayed every morning?
古代犹太人规定，除了安息日和节日以外，13岁以上的男子在每天早晨祷告的时候必须佩戴一种叫护肤匣，就是一个经文的匣子，在脑袋上，在胳膊上。
According to the Old Testament laws, except the Sabbaths and festivals, every morning, men above age of 13 need to wear this thing called phylacteries.
他们实际这样做呢，做有这样的仪式，就是表示对上帝的敬意和对戒律的那种遵守的心。
It's a symbol of paying tribute to the Lord and be willing to follow God's commandments.
他们脑袋上和胳膊上戴的那个叫护符匣，那按照我们东方人的好像是一个护身符一样。那对他们来讲，也叫我们翻译过来叫护符匣，实际上里边是经文。This
small box of called phylacteries can be worn on the upper arm or in front of the forehead.
那刚才我们看到他手臂上缠的那个绳子呢？ 是一定要有讲究的，缠出来以后到手上怎么样怎么样缠，最后看起来就是希伯来文的一个“上帝”那个字。They
also have a special rules how they tie the small strings on their arm and fingers because finally it will show a God's number.
所以直到今天一些正统派的一些犹太教的那些信徒们，还依然遵守。 这个年代悠久的一些律法和生活的一些规则。So
even up to today, some Orthodox Jews still follow this tradition.
我们已经称之为是一种古老的传统。We
call them an old tradition.
那我再想请问大家，犹太人祷告用这个护符匣，他们的依据从哪里来？
Where did this small box phylacteries came from?
他们的依据是从圣经来的。That
was from the Old Testament.
出埃及记13:9，这要在你手上做记号，在你额上做纪念，是耶和华的律法常在你的口中，因为耶和华曾用大能的手将你从埃及领出来。在16节，这要在你手上。 做记号，在你额上做经文，因为耶和华用大能的手将我们从埃及领出来。The
evidence came from Exodus 13:9. This observance will be for you like a sign on your hand and a reminder on your forehead that the law of the Lord, the law of the Lord, is to be on your lips, and it will be like a sign on your hand and a symbol on your forehead.
申命记6:4-8，以色列，你要听耶和华我们神是独一的主，你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女。无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论，也要系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文。
You can also see Deuteronomy 6:4-8. And the last verse 8 says, tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads.
所以到这个时候，我们可能在想，我们今天基督徒要学习犹太人这种对神的律法的敬畏的心。
So today we Christians should follow the same attitude as the Jews following their old tradition.
他们不但每天祷告，而且是每天是敬虔的来到神的面前。
Not only they pray several times daily, but they pray in a truthful heart.
但是到了新约时代， 那群善于祷告、常常祷告的犹太门徒们，从主耶稣身上一定是看到了不一样的祷告，所以他们才要求。So
when it came to the New Testament time, those disciples who are very familiar with prayer, they must have seen something extraordinary from the Lord's prayer.
因为同样是犹太人，同样是以色列人的。 主耶稣，他的祷告在当时的犹太人看来，有着一个 非常非常特别之处。
Because they see, although the Lord himself is also a Jew, just like the disciples, but they have seen something different.
因为当时他们看到主耶稣所做的那个祷告，是一般他们犹太人绝对不敢做，但是呢，他们又极渴望的想去做的那样一个祷告。
Because they saw in Jesus' prayer, it was something that ordinary Jews dare not to do, but also have a strong desire.
我相信主耶稣在祷告的时候，在他跟前的门徒，当主耶稣那个祷告声音一出来以后，他们身上会发抖的。
I trust that when Jesus uttered his prayer, the disciple would have been trembled.
因为他们经历了神的那个大能，他们熟悉旧约圣经里边，他们所非常非常熟悉那些祖先们经历的那个可敬可畏。我记得在大家在这里分享过，敬畏神实际首先要畏才能敬，他们对神有一种敬和畏的感觉。
Because according to the Old Testament, which is well known to them, they respect and fear this God.
主耶稣做什么样的祷告，他们会产生那种敬畏的感觉。
So what kind of prayer that Jesus gave would make the disciples tremble?
称那位在天上的神为阿爸，称他为父的那种祷告。
Because Jesus Christ called the God in the heaven, Abba, Father.
约翰福音十二章二十七到二十八节，我现在心里忧愁，我说什么才好呢？父啊，救我脱离这时候，但我原是为这时候来的。父啊，愿你荣耀你的名。当时就有声音从天上来说，我已经荣耀了我的名，还要再荣耀。
John 12:27 says, Now my heart is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. No, it was for this very reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name.
我相信我们在座的基督徒对这段经文一点都不陌生，而且他在马太福音、马可福音和路加福音里边都有记载。
I think we Christians are familiar with this passage because it was recorded in several Gospels.
在主耶稣被钉死在十字架上、被埋葬、复活以至升天之前这段时间里
，Before Christ was nailed on a cross and was resurrected and ascended to the heaven，
那他自己的神性还没有被跟随了他三年的门徒所真正的认识。
His deity has not been completely recognized by his disciples.
所以在那个时候，跟随他三年的门徒也没有对他的神性已经完完全全的认可。
The disciples did not fully recognize that Jesus is also a full God.
但是他们却发现他们所跟随的这个拉比跟其他的拉比是不一样的。
Although they discovered that this rabbi that they follow is quite different from the ordinary rabbis.
其他的拉比教导他们律法，教导他们祷告。
Other people can teach them pray and the Lord's.
那他们面对的这个跟随的这个拉比呢，不单是教导他们律法，教导他们祷告，而且能够医病，能够赶鬼。
But Jesus can also heal people and cast out demons.
并且在祷告的时候称那位敬畏的神是阿爸父。
Also in his prayer, in Jesus' prayer, he called God in heaven as his father.
大家知道吗？当主耶稣张开嘴祷告称阿爸父的时候，在犹太那些官的眼里是一种什么样的行为？
But what is in the sight of the Jewish officials，
尤其是在那些宗教领袖、大祭司们，在他们眼中，在那些法利赛人眼中，在那些主日学老师眼中，是什么行为？
Especially in the eyes of the Pharisees, the chief priests, and the leaders of the religion at that time. What do they see?
如果我再学他们一身话，可能会给大家吓一跳了。你这是亵渎神！
They will see Jesus as blasphemy to the God.
所以他们不要说做了，想都不敢想。
It's something that they dare not to even think about. That's
about doing. 所以那些跟随主耶稣的门徒来说，对他们来说，他们羡慕，他们渴望自己也能像他们跟随了3年这位拉比一样。
So for the disciples, they really desire, even envy to have to that they can do something like this their teacher.
因为主耶稣在他们面前所表现的是和那位天上的神是那么亲密。
Because Jesus has shown them how close a relationship that he had established with his Father in heaven.
在他们的眼中，那是一种超越常规、超越惯例的那样一种祷告。
But in the eyes of the disciple, this is beyond the regular habits.
他们渴望像耶稣那样做。阿爸父的祷告。
They long for such a good relationship and such a prayer.
所以这就是今天我们的问题：那些门徒为什么请那些善于祷告、常常祷告的门徒为什么请主耶稣教导他们祷告的原因所在。
And that was the reason why those disciples who were very familiar with how to pray.Would even ask Jesus to teach them how to pray.
所以今天我们做基督徒的，张嘴就来。我们在天上的父，父啊，好像很轻松。对于当时的犹太人来讲，这是一个非常非常沉重，但是呢，又是非常非常渴望的一个祷告的功课。
Today is so easy for us to say our Heavenly Father. We seem to take it for granted, but Back to Jesus' time, it was very hard, could not be even imagined by the disciples.
所以祷告称天上的神为阿爸父的时候，是从主耶稣来到这个世上开始的。我请大家记住两段经文。
So this Abba Father, this kind of prayer actually started from Jesus Christ when he came to this earth.
我们一起来读这两段经文。用中英文，无论用什么样，来一起来。你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕；所受的乃是儿子的心。因此，我们呼叫阿爸父。圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。下一段，加拉太书4:6
Galatians 4。
我们其他也可以用英文同时来读。
You can read in English too.
来，你们既为儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿爸父。可见从此以后，你不是奴仆，乃是儿子了。既是儿子，就靠着神为后嗣。所以我想跟弟兄姐妹讲，路加福音11:11，我们再来这个时候回头来想这段经文，是不是非常非常美妙的一段经文？
If we think about Luke 11, first verse, isn't that a very beautiful passage?
也就是借着早年门徒们的渴慕，借着早年门徒们的那种渴慕的请求，主耶稣为我们展示了一个 祷告的真谛。
Through the longing and the desire of the disciples, Jesus Christ made such a demonstration of a real prayer that draw us nearer to the Lord.
那这个祷告的真谛是什么？
The essence of this prayer is,
其实我们基督徒的祷告是建立我与神，神与我的一种子与父，父与子的一种亲密的互动的生命关系。
And that essence is that we Christians' prayer should be established upon this intimate relationship, just like Father and Son, this intimate interaction.
所以我要向在座的亲爱的南湾华人基督教会的弟兄姐妹们发出一个邀请。
Therefore, I'd like to sincerely give you this invitation.
作为教会的牧师，我诚挚地邀请大家，我们一起来祷告吧。
As a pastor of this church, I sincerely would plead to you, let us pray together.
让我们一起享受主耶稣所赐给我们的这种称呼那位造天地万物、造宇宙万物之神为阿爸父的这样一种亲情的权柄。
Let us enjoy together this special privilege, just like Jesus has demonstrated the relationship with this creator of the heaven and earth.
那让我们一起从祷告开始我们新的里程碑式的福音事工。
And I believe this is our milestone. We establish a new milestone if we start praying.
让我们一起来学习亲近神的祷告，好不好？
Let's learn together how to pray and how to be closer to our Lord.
我只想听大家从心里边回答，不要现在张嘴回答，好不？好。那下面呢，我可能会跟大家具体的有一些邀请，我会跟各个小组长一起来邀请。我们在想，可能我们的一些知识也提出过，就是一个月，我们最少有一次来参与我们的祷告会。
I will plead and challenge you that let's start praying, and maybe we start from participating in the church's Wednesday night prayer meeting once a month if you have never attended before.
或许我会邀请咱们在座的小组长，你可以带着你的全组的来，一个月。两个月来教会，星期三的晚上我们一起来祷告。
I would like maybe start asking the group leaders to bring your fellowship group to the prayer meeting.
我们一起来经历那种呼喊阿爸父的祷告，一起来做那种与神亲密的祷告。
Let's experience such an intimate relationship with our Lord.
我们一起低头。
Let's bow our heads.
主，我们在天上的父，我们感谢你。
Lord, our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
赐给我们宝贵的话语。
Thank you for your precious words.
您的话语成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Your words become the light in our paths.
保守我们，带领我们，赐福我们前面的脚步。
Protect us, bless us.On our walk with you,
使我们的生命活得更丰富
so that we have a richer life,
使我们能够活得更像主耶稣您的样子
so we can live more like Jesus.
愿主您的话语成为我们生命的保证
May your words become the assurance of our life,
成为我们生命的指引
Be our guidance,
成为我们生命的方向
Be our direction of our life.
愿主你与我们同在。
O Lord, be with us.
这样的感谢祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray with a thankful heart in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.